With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Eli Manning's benched. The Jets have lost another quarterback. Cam Newton missed practice on Tuesday. The Steelers and Dolphins pull off a blockbuster Monday night trade. And Jalen Ramsey asked for a trade. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, September 16th. The New York Giants named Daniel Jones, the sixth overall pick in the April draft, their new starting quarterback. He'll start on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He takes over for Eli Manning, the team's starter since the middle of the 2004 season. At this point, the Giants are averaging just 15.5 points per game. Jones has only played one series as a professional. In a team-issued statement, head coach Pat Shurmur said, "Eli and I spoke this morning. I told him that we are making a change and going with Daniel as the starter. I also talked to Daniel. Eli was obviously disappointed, as you would expect, but he said he would be what he has always been, a good teammate, and continue to prepare to help this team win games. Daniel understands the challenge at hand, and he will be ready to play on Sunday." Jones becomes the third member of the 2019 draft class to start at quarterback, joining Arizona's Kyler Murray and Jacksonville's Gardner Minshew. Across town, the New York Jets suffered another blow at the quarterback position, already without starter Sam Darnold. News came Tuesday morning that Trevor Siemian, the team's backup, injured on Monday night, will miss the rest of the 2019 season with significant ligament damage in his left ankle. That means third-string quarterback Luke Falk, promoted from the practice squad last week, will make his first career start in Foxborough against the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. There was some good news here, though. Darnold did return to the Jets facility on Tuesday. Coach Adam Gase said he's feeling better. The team is still awaiting word when he'll be able to get back to work full-time. Gase did say that the best-case scenario would have Darnold back in Week 5 for the team's game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Over in Carolina, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton missed practice on Tuesday. Panthers GM Marty Herney confirmed that Newton re-aggravated a left foot injury that he initially suffered in the preseason. Coach Ron Rivera said that he was apprised of Newton's soreness on Thursday night, and the team got a diagnosis Tuesday morning. The team is still characterizing his status as day-to-day. If he can't go on Sunday in Arizona, then Kyle Allen would likely get the start in his place. And finally, cornerback Jalen Ramsey, a two-time Pro Bowler in Jacksonville, has asked the Jaguars to trade him. The news broke on Monday night. On Tuesday, Ramsey addressed the situation with the Jacksonville media, saying, "I wanted to talk as soon as I could today just because I don't really want to be a distraction for my teammates getting ready for a game on Thursday. Right now, I'm still a part of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm happy about that, and I'm getting ready for the game as well, and that's where my focus is right now. I've been in meetings. I've been taking notes. I've been getting ready for our walkthroughs and practices and everything we got to do out there." Ramsey has not been shy about his desire for a new contract. He is one of only two players taken in the top five of the 2016 draft that has not gotten a big second contract yet. And the Jaguars, I'm told, are asking for two first-round picks in return for the star player. Okay, that's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.